Strong earthquakes in central Oklahoma have some people looking for insurance, but it may be hard to get. About 100 companies offer quake insurance in the state, but most of them won't start a policy until we've gone 30 days without a quake. Since November, there have been more than 265 events between magnitude 1 and 4.3 in central Oklahoma. State Insurance Commissioner John Doak said homeowners should protect themselves by learning what's available. If they add quake coverage, they need to make sure they understand how the deductible works. Scientists still aren't sure what's causing the swarm of quakes. Some local energy companies made big moves last week in the midstream market. Tulsa's Williams Companies agreed to pay nearly $6 billion for Access Midstream Partners. Access is a fairly new company. It spun off from Chesapeake Energy in 2012 and was purchased by Global Infrastructure Partners. After the proposed sale, Access would merge with a subsidiary known as Williams Partners. Wall Street apparently liked the idea. Williams stock ended the week before the sale around $47 and traded above $57 most of the last week. American Energy Partners, which is run by former Chesapeake CEO Aubrey McClendon, also announced that it wants to get into the midstream game. The company created a new subsidiary called American Energy Midstream to invest in pipelines and compressors. Analysts said that sector of the market is growing because companies need more capacity to get hydrocarbons to the market. A virus is cutting into swine herds. The federal government issued an order earlier this month to the pork industry. It requires them to report outbreaks of the disease known as PED. Oklahoma is one of the hardest hit states. About 8% of the state's 2.3 million hogs have died. Producers said that losing animals that they've raised from birth has an emotional impact, but it also affects their business. Reduced supplies mean higher prices in the market. Domestic prices rose 40% in recent months, and export prices are 10% higher than last year. Vets say that PED cannot be passed to people. The city of Yukon is developing into something more than just a suburb of Oklahoma City. Growth really started 13 years ago when Integris built the Canadian Valley Hospital there. The hospital employs nearly 400 people, but it also draws people from western Oklahoma. They come to see a doctor and stay in Yukon to have a meal or shop. That traffic, plus offices for energy companies working in western Oklahoma, has helped the city make money. Sales tax collection rose from $14 million in 2009 to $18.4 million in 2013. The school district there has also grown from 5,000 students in 2000 to more than 8,000 now. Students also enjoy a new high school and a new stadium. A pro soccer team plans to play in that stadium starting next year. A 787,000 square foot retail area is also shaping up. The executive director of the Chamber of Commerce says the growth means Yukon could be the next Edmond. For the Journal Record and KGOU, I'm Adam Brooks.